When I go birding, I invariably wear khaki cargo pants, a cotton blend most of the time, but in the tropics, they're extremely lightweight, embedded with a strong insect repellent. In winter, I add a pair of snow pants. I always wear long sleeves, usually a long-sleeved shirt with pockets, but sometimes a long-sleeved t-shirt or a jacket over something short-sleeved. I always wear some kind of hiking shoes. If it's sunny or rainy, I usually wear my trusty Tilly hat, but if the clouds are thick but rain isn't likely, I may wear either my Chicago Cubs baseball cap or a cap that says, "Life is simple. Eat, sleep, bird." The moment I put on the final touch, my binoculars, I am as clearly labeled a birder as I'd be with a neon sign over my head. I've heard people refer to this kind of clothing as a uniform, usually to ridicule it. Even some birders make fun of those of us wearing such traditional garb, which is even associated with ridiculous birding stereotypes like Miss Jane Hathaway. But the truth is, birding clothes are practical. My cargo pants hold an extra camera battery and memory card, a lens cleaning cloth, and tissues in case something triggers my allergies. I've always worn hats and used a lot of sunscreen, but nevertheless have had some basal cell carcinomas. Most people stop laughing at Tilly hats after their own doctors start mentioning skin cancer. I may feel prickly when people ridicule my birding clothes, but no one has ever called my birding attire a costume. In normal usage in modern America, we don't refer to anyone's day-to-day attire or their professional garb as a costume. The only people who wear to work what would be called costumes are actors, people wearing period attire in historical reenactments, and clowns. Generations of children dressing up in Halloween costumes have given the word a strong connotation such that its use both trivializes the clothing and implies that the wearer is play-acting, pretending to be something he or she is not. No one with command of English would ever say that a doctor wearing a white coat and stethoscope, a nurse in scrubs, an astronaut in a spacesuit, or a uniformed police or military officer was wearing a costume. So I was very distressed recently to receive this thoughtful email from Justin Helmer, who DJs at KVSC in St. Cloud, Minnesota. He writes, "I thought you would want to know that your use of the word costumes when referring to First Nations clothing is a bit disrespectful. The word regalia or garb would really be more appropriate, especially as we lead into Halloween season and the word costume can tend to normalize the wearing of traditional dress in culturally insensitive ways. I'm not sharing this with you to shame you, but because you seem to be the kind of person who would want to know. Thanks so much for the show." As a professional writer, I'm mortified that I could be so thoughtless. As I said, I'd be irritated and even offended if someone referred to my birding clothes as a costume, and they're a lot more trivial than regalia central to traditional ceremonies. Many people are dismissive of birders or don't take us very seriously, but it's not as if we've ever been persecuted or any of our parents or grandparents shunted off to special schools to obliterate our language and cultural inheritance, or our ancestors massacred or rounded into reservations. I grew up a Roman Catholic and would never, ever have referred to the sacred vestments priests wear to celebrate Mass or the habits worn by nuns as costumes. I'm glad someone called out my egregiously disrespectful word for important ceremonial and traditional garb. I learned long ago in an ecology class that diversity equals stability. That simple principle holds for human communities as well, and respect is the glue essential for holding the American community together. I apologize from the bottom of my heart for my disrespectful carelessness. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.